Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the conference call on the highlights of DSM strategy update. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push button now. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Herman Better. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the conference call on the highlights of our strategy update that we published earlier this morning. Sitting here with me are Mr. Frank Siebersma, CEO and Chairman of the Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, CFO and Member of the Managing Board. They will provide more details on the strategy update, and afterwards they will answer your questions. This call will last around 30 minutes, and as a reminder, I'm obliged to say that today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. And with that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Feike Siebersma. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you, Herman. Good morning. Good morning, everybody on the call, and thank you for joining us this morning. Earlier today, we issued a press release on our updated corporate strategy, Driving Profitable Growth. And we will elaborate on that strategy more in detail later on today at our Capital Markets Day, which will you be able to follow via the webcast as per 1:30 p.m. As you can see in the press release, in the coming 3 years period, we will focus on growth. Growth both in profit and in sales. But let me first give you some background to this focus for the coming period. Over the last five years, we have successfully transformed ourselves into a global science-based company in health, nutrition, materials. We have done a lot of acquisitions and a lot of disposals. And our nutrition and performance business, which we have created over those years, offer great potential to drive profitable growth through sustainable, innovative solutions and capturing the opportunities that the global megatrends are offering us. Our focus on the growth drivers, acquisition, high-growth economies, innovation, sustainability, has created the current growth platform of DSM. And we will focus on improving our financial results from here on through organic growth supported by cost reductions and a strict capital allocation. So, in summary, in the coming 3 years, we are focusing accelerating the growth of our nutrition and performance retail business, including the emerging business areas in the DSM Innovation Center. Improving our productivity and reducing our costs, and we will execute a cost reduction program and efficiency improvement programs, which result combined into a savings of 250-300 million. Two programs, one is what we have announced already earlier, the bundling and leveraging of our global support functions, and the other one, and a program announced today, our nutritional improvement program, especially focused on reduction cost in production and boosting further our sales. And last but not least, next to the cost reductions and the growth, a strict capital allocation, we're showing more discipline in how we invest our money, and I look to CapEx and operating working capital. And you can see that these three elements, growth, reduction of cost and capital allocation, will result into our supporting the two targets we have set for the coming 3 years. One is the EBITDA growth, high single digit annually, and secondly, the ROCE, the ROCE, return on capital employed, high double digit growth on an annual basis for the period to come. On top of that, we will extract significant value from our pharma and biochemicals joint ventures in the coming period, providing, of course, also additional financial headroom. We do not expect to engage now into larger acquisitions in the near future as we continue to integrate the recent acquisitions, which we have made, by the way, a strong contribution to our earnings and also show growth. Having made important steps in the strategic period behind us, DSM is now more global, more innovative, more sustainable company, and has a portfolio which offers great opportunities for the future. And now we want to capture all those opportunities. And with that, operator, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session. For questions, please press star one. The first question is from Mr. Bart Koster from the Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for the availability. Talking about your return on capital employed, how much capital do you intend to employ in the coming 3 years? That's the first question. Second question is, the cost-saving program of 250 to 300 million, how much redundancies will that deliver? And I was just wondering, you say DSM is adjusting its organization model. Can you elaborate a bit more on that? Those are my three questions. Thank you.
All right. Geraldine will discuss the ROCE and the capital employed in a second. On the cost savings, we already announced in August our program around 1,000 jobs being reduced, 900 to 1,100, by bundling all our global support functions. And today, the nutrition program adds another 100 people to that figure, mainly outside the Netherlands. Our organization model, we will come back on that more in depth this afternoon, but it is basically three different elements. It is one, we have strengthened our top structure by establishing an executive committee, already announced in August also. Secondly, a different organization model where the business is really focused on the market, manufacturing, R&D, and all the support functions bundled globally. So not everybody having its own tiny little support role, but combining that globally. And the third one is a different way of working, if I may say so, which is more agile and supported also with the right incentive structure. That about cost saving organization model. Geraldine on the ROCE.
Yes, now, as we mentioned in our two targets, we aim to improve the return on the capital employed that we're going to get by double-digit basis points every year. Now, I'm not sure how you interpreted your question. I mean, our current capital employed is 7.6 billion. Now, some of the big components of that we'll be working on is the working capital. As you know, record of the group has not been as strong as we would have liked it, and we'll be working very firmly on bringing that down. Now, the good news is already yesterday when we talked about Q3, we were able to demonstrate a very good trend there, and that will remain our focus. Now, the other component is, of course, where do you allocate your capital in terms of CapEx, and we're providing some clarity there as well this afternoon in terms of the pace of investment, which will be broadly in the order most likely of about 6 to 6.5% of revenue going forward. So what we want is disciplined capital allocation. We want a lot of work on driving down the working capital. Now, combined with the step up in earnings, that's how we will drive the ROCE recovery.
Okay, but can you elaborate a bit on the investments you plan to do in the coming 3 years?
There's a lot of different pieces to that. There's no major item that we can flag to. What we are looking to is to give you some elements, for example, in terms of CapEx. We will be looking to a spend of around 500 to 550 million in any given year, with two-thirds of that oriented towards nutrition, and also more than half being growth-related. So the maintenance component is below the 50%. Now, of course, there, to be fair, there's a zone that's a bit blurry, and because when you do maintenance, you also tend to take an opportunity to expand capacity, to improve the yields. But nonetheless, very focused, very oriented on our growth areas in the coming period.
Okay, so do I understand you right that when you say it's about 500 to 550 million investments per year in a regular business?
In capital expenditure, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the next question is from Mr. Elko van Groningen from Bloomberg. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for your time. Your shares currently are down a bit. Is that because you think maybe investors were looking for more in this update, so that you may have fell a little bit short of what people were hoping for? My second question is on your wording for pharma and bulk chemicals that you say you want to extract. Does that mean that you're basically preparing for a full departure of those two joint ventures? And how much of this new strategy has been driven by the developments in China relating to vitamin E and vitamin A manufacturing? Those are my three questions. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Geraldine, I think we are together taught that we should never react on the share price, right? So I have no response on the share price. The market does what it does, and we try to do the maximum that we can do and capturing the maximum potential out of the company. And that's what we're doing, once again, with the growth, with the cost reduction and strict capital allocation Geraldine was talking about. The joint ventures realized that pro rata, so what we own, one joint venture 50, the other 49, the other 35%, we have almost 250 million EBITDA, which you don't see in our direct P&L. You need to look up to the more details to find that part. 250 million EBITDA, which we own, and indeed, we will monetize and extract value out of those joint ventures over the period to come. And of course, we will find the right moments and the smartest exits of those. At the end, we will exit and we will not keep it at DSM, and we will do it at the moment that we think is the best moment to maximize the values out of that. To what extent is this strategy driven by vitamin E developments and China? Listen, there is a lot of talks about vitamin E. If I look to the performance of nutrition in the past years, and I will show it this afternoon, it has been growing year by year by year. And you don't see that always because there were two big events impacting that in a negative sense. Swiss franc, strengthening of the Swiss franc, and the vitamin E competition. And the vitamin E caused, in that sense, some problems that have depressed the EBITDA, but it's not a problem child. And I think Geraldine said the same yesterday at the Q3 call, that at the current margins of vitamin E, we can live with that. We like to have higher prices always, but we prepare that we can be competitive and live with the current vitamin E prices and still a good product. Making less money than in the past, but not a big problem for our company. Having priced in now the current vitamin E levels and the current Swiss franc, and if we continue the growth as we did in the previous years, we can show an interesting growth for our nutrition business, supported by the cost reductions, as we said. So that is what we will do in the coming period.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for additional questions, you can still press star one. Star one, please. And the next question is from Mr. Rutger Derksen, ANP. Please go ahead, sir.
Elaborating on the JV question a bit, are you already in contact with your partners about exiting?
Well, given that we are not controlling parties, we don't comment particularly on the developments right now of these transactions. Now, of course, we are at the table. These are material stakes in these joint ventures, but beyond that, you know, as they were created, there was always a view that at a point in time, these activities would follow their own journey. And this is just the normal course of business.
All right. Thank you very much.
These are private equity, yeah? So at the end, I think they will exit also. I guess they will not hold it forever.
At this moment, no questions.
Okay, if there are no further questions, then...
I apologize, sir. One question from Mr. Bart Koster, Dow Jones.
All right.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you claim to adjust your stepping up your sustainability approach. Can you elaborate a bit on that? What the footprint should be? Do you have the same approach as, for instance, Unilever does, minimizing, halving the footprint by doubling, with doubling the sales, or do you have specific targets for that?
Yeah, we have specific targets, and we will. You can see them this afternoon. We will be stepping up our greenhouse gas emissions. We had a reduction of 20% in the previous period, and we will step that up to 45%. We do that, amongst others, by energy efficiency, which gives a cost reduction for the company as well. And the other thing is that our Eco Plus products, our products with a lesser environmental footprint than mainstream products, are increasing. And we see increasingly with our big customers in automotive, electronics, etc., that they're interested in these kind of products. Basically, we provide sustainability to them. So in that sense, sustainability is fully anchored in our business model.
Okay. Do I understand you right that you say that the green gas take-in will grow from 20% to 45% in the coming 3 years?
No, in the that's a good question. In the coming 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Also a figure of the last 10 years towards 2025.
Okay, so 20% was 2005.
And 20% reduction greenhouse gas efficiency was the previous target up until 2015. From 2008 onwards until 2025, we add another 25%. So we move
to 45%. Okay.
Is that correct?
Till 2025. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right.
And the next question from Mr. Andrew Newell, Bloomberg. Please go ahead. Mr. Newell? Bloomberg, please go ahead. You can.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for taking my questions. The first one's about Omega 3. You know, I understand you've been spending, you know, you've had that joint campaign going on the marketing side. But I'm wondering what sort of measures you're taking, you know, internally in terms of adjusting the portfolio or you know, what you can do. I mean, you know, if the lower end is becoming commoditized by, you know, the Peruvian fisheries, you know, moving up the chain, as it were. So that's my first question. You know, if there's something structurally challenging about omega 3 now, or is it just, you know, is it just a marketing thing that's needed? And the second question is more of a whimsical one, really, Fike. I mean, you've been in charge since 2007. I just wondered, you know, how you sort of feel, how you feel about your own career path. How many more sort of vision, I know you're not calling it visions anymore, but how many more of these strategic updates have you got in you?
Okay.
You're a young man, I know. So.
Appreciate you describe me like that. Let's do the omega-3 first, and I have some time to think about the second question. The omega-3, the market is not really showing a lot of growth. Of the four big acquisitions we did, and we will show that this afternoon, Tutuka, Fortitec, and Martec have been performing very, very well. And, of course, the Ocean Nutrition have been performing flattish to slightly down. Over the years because of the lack of growth. What we've done in the previous period is upgrade our facilities to come more to the higher end value of those products. So that is what we are finalizing right now. So we have changed a little bit the portfolio of the omega-3 into the higher concentrate products, which have a higher added value. And we hope if the market does not really recover and remains a little bit flattish, that we can capture more value out of the market with higher end value products. But the omega-3 market is a little bit flattish, half down, flattish at this very moment, and I don't see an immediate recovery. Nevertheless, all kind of other segments of the market, like we did with Fortitec, Tutuga, Martec, and the enzymes and cultures partly we acquired from Cargill, are doing all very well, so we should not only focus on that negative, and we will be able to grow even without that omega-3. Myself, let's not discuss myself here in this call, but what we have done in the recent year with our team is to say, in the coming year we want to capture the potential. You see clearly that we have a strategic period which is a little bit shorter than you're used from us, a 3-year period instead of a 5-year period, a period really focusing on financial performance. I made some remarks on organizational change we made, cultural change we made, in order to capture the potential. So together with Geraldine, Dimitri, Stefan, we are really there to capture this growth and profitable growth in terms of earnings. And that is what my energy is fully dedicated at this moment.
Oh, okay, great. I mean, when you say the high end in Omega-3, is it sort of like, the supplements for eye, eyes and things like that? I mean, for instance, my wife, she had laser surgery and she buys extremely expensive Omega-3 supplements for some reason as a part of a sort of aftercare service. I mean, is that the kind of thing?
Yeah, that's true. It's the high-end value of the market. I feel sorry for the eyes of your wife, although I like that she's using expensive products from us. I would say that everybody should continue to use those more expensive products from us. Thank you for the advertisement. And indeed, there is a lower-end value of the omega, and there's a higher-end value of the omegas, and that has to do with the concentration level, which is a special technology, and it needed from us also in our Mulgrave facilities in North America some adjustments, which we did over the previous period.
Okay, thanks. I mean, would you take it all the way to pharma? That's my last thing.
No, at this moment, that's a good question. At this moment, we do not take it all the way to pharma. That would be an additional heavy investment, and that we have not planned at this very moment. So I never exclude, of course, the future, but that's not in our plans right now.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you.
All right.
Then the next question is from Mr. Hans Verbrake, Het Financiële Dagblad. Please go ahead.
Yes, my question is about the reduction in the headcount of the 911 FTEs. You mentioned in August already. Can you elaborate about the cooperation with the province, Limburg, to get those people on a new job? The province has asked DSM to work with it together in this job.
Yeah, we always do that. Of the 911, we added today another 100 coming from the nutrition. Of the 100 added, nobody is in or hardly anybody in the Netherlands. The 900 to 1100, half is in the Netherlands, and we always collaborate with the province. If I look to the closure of Venlo, also in the Limburg area, it was 80 or 100 people, I think, and almost all find a new job outside DSM. And we will help those people again here also together with the province. We need to see how successful we will be, but we have all the measures there to help those people as much as possible. But we are dedicated to reduce costs as well.
Okay, thank you.
We have time for one last question, if there is.
No, there are no further questions.
Okay, then I would like to hand over to Feike to close the call.
Okay. Thank you all for calling in, and maybe during the day you see more updates. I think 1 o'clock, Dave, we have the 1:30 presentations we give to the financial market. We find on the web, so you can download that and look to the 4 presentations of Geraldine and myself and Dimitri and Stefan from the different businesses. The last 5 years we went through a period of transformation, buying, selling. Successfully, I think, our bulk and pharma, bulk chemical and pharma activities and smart exits, acquiring good companies, which all contributed to the growth, with the only exception that Ocean Nutrition did a little bit less, but the rest performing very well, created a different company, and we see that that company has a lot of potential, and we want to capture that potential in the coming period. Deliberately, a shorter period, 2016-2018, capturing now the full potential with growth, with cost reductions, an additional program mentioned today, and disciplined capital allocation. And with that, I think we're looking to the coming years of DSM. Thank you all for calling in. This team is dedicated to capture that value and speak to you maybe later on today. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the DSM conference call. Thank you for attending. You may disconnect your line now. Have a nice day.